Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacidigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Today's live cattle futures market was unchanged in April at 119.12. The cash trade looks like it was going to be 115 and 116 this week. I saw some 116 up in Nebraska, but generally speaking, Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas were about 115, which is a dollar higher than where we saw last week. So that helped lift the market. The next month out is June, is up 25 cents at 120.30. The August 65 higher at 119.75. October 82 higher at 123.42. The feeder cattle, on the other hand, were a lot stronger. March, which expires at the end of this week, was up 32 at 135.77. The Aprils were $2.75 higher at 142.45. We're not back to the highs about four trading days ago, which were near 146. We're at 142.45. That two-day slide really did some damage, but the market's come back, and now we're back above some critical support levels, so hopefully this momentum continues. And April was also the strongest of the feeder cattle months. The next month out, May, was up $1.85 at 147.32, and August up $1.30 at 146.87. Same thing there. We're not quite back to where we were four trading days ago, but we have recaptured some of that positive momentum.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 25th on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,500 head will be offered, 8,500 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, over 12,000 weaned calves. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 800-422-2117.
Today's grain futures ended up being mixed here. The May corn up 2 at 5.53 and a quarter, while December corn was down 3 quarters at 4.69. So if you look at that, it's about an 84 cent spread between the May and December, which is historically fairly wide for that spread, old crop versus new crop. Beans today were up anywhere from 4 to 10 cents, with May front month up 9.5, 14.32 and 3 quarters. November up 4 and 3 quarters at 12.28 and a quarter. The new crop will be planted in the coming weeks and months here, and that December corn and November beans, it really hasn't been all that strong relative to the old crop. So there is some optimism there that if we have any sort of planting issues or additional weather issues down the road, that could cause the December corn and November beans to get stronger. The wheats were under pressure here. The July Kansas City down 6 at 582 and a quarter. The July Chicago down 7.5 at 618 and 3 quarters. Today's cotton market gave some back here. It looks like we're going to be down about a dollar in the May at 82.44, December down 94 cents at 80.38. Currently, the stock market's up today. It's up 140 in the Dow. Crude oil is up $3.19 following a ship turning sideways in the Suez Canal.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.